Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Oh, okay. Let's let it begin. We are going to do it again. Spotlight on. My name is Ronnie Jr. AfterBuzz. You came to this destination for a good interview. So let's bring the heat. Let's bring that chick, that girl, the woman, the HBIC of right now. Let's talk about Jade Kata. Preta.
Yes, pew, pew, pew.
Like caterpillar.
Yeah, like caterpillar,
got
like
it.
Catapet. That's
Jade,
what I tell people.
Tell me what your slashes are. Comic, you're now the host of The Soup.
Ronnie,
that's like an E staple.
Yeah.
What are your other slashes, though?
You know, I do. I'm a comic. I'm an actor. I'm a writer sometimes. I'm a yoga enthusiast. I love to paddleboard. And a dog owner also, Cheryl. She
All
smokes Virginia Slims. Yeah.
/. How did you get associated with this show? All the reboots are happening.
Yes.
Even Friends is coming back.
It
but
is.
You somehow got The Soup to come back. Were you like stalking the E executives? Like
just in the parking lot.
You
like,
know,
hey.
Was she working at the Starbucks next to the E building?
Oh my God.
And, like,
good
you
idea.
Know, hawking jokes. Like, what happened? How does Jade end up being the brand new host of The Soup?
Well, I think that they were kind of, you know, they were kind of already thinking about bringing it back. And then I did another pilot with them. So I kind of got on their radar. I did a pilot with Nick Cannon and Incredible, which was this really cool pilot about social media and making fun of social media. So I think it was kind of in the same wheelhouse. And it was a bit of my, you know, an audition tape before there was even an audition. And then there was a test process and they gave me the copy. I made it my own. And then I remember seeing, like, you know, I finally saw in the monitor, like, The Soup logo behind me. And I just started bawling.
Yo,
and they were like, it's okay. It's
getting
okay.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah. But it felt really real. It felt like kind of this weird manifestation of like everything I'd ever done to get me to that moment. So it was a really cool moment.
Okay, cool.
And then I didn't hear for months.
As they do.
As
yeah.
they do. And then
you can't even, when you're chatting with your friends, you're like, either big stuff's about to happen or
no.
I'm not going to pay my rent.
I went to New York. I was like in New York. I was like, I'm going to move to New York silently, not tell anybody. And then I got the news and then I couldn't tell anybody for like 5 months. So I barely left the house because I have such a big mouth. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, I can't. But yeah, that was the process.
Okay, cool. So what I want to know too is actually before we do anything, we've got I want to shout out our engineer Jeff. Jeff and I were talking prior to this episode, and we wanted to see who your doppelganger is. So we have
a couple
of nominees. Jeff, how you doing? How you doing over there in the studio?
I'm good, man, I'm on the edge of my seat. Jade, it's great to have you.
Oh, hey, Jeff. What's up?
Yes, like we know Jade is funny, but like you know, physicality is a big thing on social media. Everyone like judges, right?
Right.
You know. So I'm nominating Jeff. Who do you? Let's have you nominate. Who do you nominate as Jade's doppelganger?
So
before
I hope
we start
this
the show,
offensive. This is purely physical appearance. I know you're a reality TV fan. Do you ever get Sheena from Vanderpump Rules?
Oh my God, I'm actually friends with her. She just texted me today.
I love it. We've actually done a lot with Sheena here at the network.
Yeah,
so we're
she's
fans.
Great. I just did her podcast,
Shenanigans, right?
Yeah, Shenanigans,
yep.
And
okay,
we both love
it.
White Claws, and I'll take it. She's
okay.
Hot.
Okay, I love it.
I was gonna go with Dua Lipa also.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You could be, as Wendy Williams says, Dua Peep. You could be Dua Peep.
You have no idea.
For Thanksgiving.
For Christmas.
For any holiday you want, you go be
Jade,
Dua Peep.
Why are you in costume? It's Thanksgiving. I love Dua Lipa. She came to one of my shows at the Comedy Store. I thought we were twins. Like I was like cutting my hair, trying to look like her at all the time, you know? And then we took a picture together. I was like, oh, I do not look like her. She's like a much taller model version of a human.
Yeah, both women that we mentioned are great compliments to you, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take it. I thought you guys were going to say Lady Gaga, but.
Oh, you know, I mean, well, the list goes on. Can I talk about Sheena for 2 seconds? Why? She's absolutely reality TV gold.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And without, no, I'm a Sheena stan, so this is not negative, but I think you have to believe your own hype in such a way, almost in a delusional way, and Sheena gives it to you, and she gives it to you good each and every episode.
I think there's something to that. I think there is something to that, to like delusional confidence. Like, you need to believe in yourself so intensely because people knock you down so much every day.
Yes.
So
if you don't say you're good, who's going to say it?
I didn't watch the show a lot before I met her, which I'm glad, because everyone's like, you're friends with her? And I'm like, yeah, what? Why?
Oh, no, you should never feel shame. No one should say guilty pleasure, Sheena. She is the star of the show.
Yeah.
So is Stassi, but she's the star of the show. But also, a bad Vanderpump Rule episode is one without Sheena. That's all I'm going to say. Let's move on. Can you tell me some of the elements, new elements that might jump off in the soup? You know, there's a lot of new things that have happened now. Do we look at new things such as like social media engagement to get your clips or, you know, even like skits and stuff like that? I mean, there was always essences of that. What's kind of the newness that you wanted to bring?
Yeah, we're definitely going to keep the same standard, you know, green screen show that we love and respect, of course. But I hope to bring in a little bit of like a fan's perspective. And in that, we hope to create a world where sketches live more and, you know, like little weird skits. And I'm going to be dressing up as a different character probably every show if they let me.
Yeah.
I love dressing up.
Yeah, you're like the premier bachelorette.
Yeah, I love it. I love dressing up. And also, you know, yeah, we have a lot more to pull from. It used to be called Talk Soup because all they had was, you know, talk shows. And now we have TikTok. We have all the social media stuff. We have reality. We have scripted. And so we just hope to pull for, you know, every little thing that we can pull from and create a bigger universe than they've ever had before.
I'm going to talk about some of the E! Talent in a second, some of the reality stars over at E!, et cetera, et cetera. That's coming up. Get Jade's take on that. But first, I want to know, like, we love that you got this show, but also, like, what do you think that made you, like, special for the show? Like, why were you the right fit? Obviously, you wanted to because you worked at this.
Oh, man. You know, I think that they realized I was such a big fan, and it was coming from not only, like, a comics perspective, but someone who really loved this stuff and really knew this stuff. Like, I think they wanted it to kind of feel like an insider talking about it versus, like, just a comic making jokes about it, you know? So I'd be doing it anyway. The fact that they were paying me for it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I bring to it, just that kind of insider, you know, inside reality ball.
It looked really fun when you guys did the promo. You guys did the promo with basically, it was like, what, Flashdance was there, Kylie Kardashian was there.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Was that some of your own ideas, or, you know, did you feel comfortable in any of that, or was that like pushing you to a limit, or is that a normal Tuesday for you?
That's
you know?
A normal Tuesday okay, to be okay. covered in soup on a Tuesday.
You know,
that's
you know,
me.
Why not?
Yeah, I wanted it to feel fun. I wanted it to feel like there's no line between our show and the reality shows. We want to create this big universe, like I said. So it's like, we wanted to just show that I would be in their world and they would be in our world, and that's kind of where the promos came from. And we have an incredible marketing team, and they kind of gave me all the ideas, and I was like, let's go. Oh my god, I get to dress up like Kylie, let's go.
So just being wacky is kind of fit into your thing.
And 100%.
It was good though, because I think when I saw the soup drop on you, I'm of course, you know, a nod to the movie, but I'm like, okay, she's willing to get dirty, like proverbially dirty. Like she's going to go for it. And that probably was the first bit of attention I got for the show.
Oh, cool.
Like all the other stuff we'd see online, we're like, oh, it's a new show. It's not salty. It's got flavor.
Yeah.
I got it. Right.
Yeah.
But it was that promo where you're getting, you know, the water coming down in the,
it was actually soup. It was real chicken noodle soup.
Yes, that right.
Jerry's
there.
Chicken noodle.
I was
chicken
like, listen,
soup.
They want to do something. They want to do it. So I that's why I wanted to kind of tune
in.
Oh,
good.
Tell me what it's like being at the E! Channel, the first family. You know, the Kardashian thing. What does that feel like in the E! Buildings these
it's
days?
It's been really sweet. We actually film it. We're a third party production company for the show Mission Control, who's awesome. So we're in Glendale. We're not in the building, but they've been really, really cool. I mean, they've been extremely supportive. Just the amount of press I've gotten to do for the show and just like all the support with marketing and all that other stuff. It's like, I'm you know, every network you ever work with is like, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay. But they've really done it. You know, I mean, I pass by that billboard every day and I just stare at my large crotch and I can't believe it's there.
I'm sure,
you know?
She's not the only one who said that, sadly. But, you know, do you, boo. Why do you think they have such longevity, though? That's a key thing, especially with you. You're building out this show right now. It's new. Like, what does it take to have longevity with maybe how they've done it, but also, like, in your agenda? How are you going to build this thing?
You know, I want it to feel like it's a friend that you come to and that you just, like, laugh and forget your day. You know, like, I want it to be that place. I want it to feel like people know me, you know, because as a kid, I would see these celebrities on TV and I would think, oh, my God, I know. This is my friend. That's Joel, my friend, you know? And so I want to create that kind of feeling for people, too.
And you've kept it like lighthearted, I guess, because I wasn't even watching the show. show Love is Blind.
Yeah.
But because you talk about it,
oh
like,
gosh.
you know, it's like yesterday my brother put it on the television. And I'll be honest. I was like, I just watched The Circle. Like, you know.
I love The Circle. I really got into it.
I liked The Circle. Yeah, yeah. I have not got into Love is Blind as much.
You have to be really drunk.
Oh, okay.
You have to be as drunk as they are on the show.
I was sober and eating raw food, like trying to get my 2020 summer body together. So I wasn't doing it the right way. I wasn't on no weed or nothing. Well, damn it, man. Okay, I'll watch it the right
way. You
got
to be as
time.
Drunk as Amber or a drunker to really enjoy it.
Going off that, I want to know, Amber, yes, she's like a 311 song name. Yes. I follow the jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Can you tell me about some of the shows that you're now sort of watching that you may have not known about? Like you said,
oh, man.
Vanderpump, Sheena, you kind of didn't know. Now that this is your job,
yeah.
Is there any new like shows that you're like, damn, I didn't know it was this funny or I didn't know that it was this trashy or whatever?
Well, one of the writers on the show, Justine Marie, is a long one of my best friends. We've been doing comedy together forever. She's gotten me really hooked onto like the Lifetime and Hallmark movies, which have been gold. Oh my god, there's a new Vivica A. Fox thing that we played a couple episodes ago, and one coming also on this one.
Is it scripted or is it just Vivica being Vivica?
It's scripted.
Because I'll take Vivica in any form. She's so good.
No, it's Vivica A. Fox, and it's a movie marathon of all the movies that she's been in with the title the word wrong in it. So then for the promo, it's just the thong song, but with the word wrong. So it's like wrong, 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 wrong.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
And the movies are each one is such a gem.
Yeah.
I never knew they even existed. And then Freeform and CW have been kind of like things that I've been checking out that I hadn't before.
CW will get you. I mean,
Riverdale?
Because I'm not going to do a Flash. I'm not going to do but I'm going to do a Riverdale.
Riverdale. They're all so attractive.
You know, and I understand I'm almost 40 years old and I'm washed up. I get all that.
Come
but let
on.
Me tell you one thing. I could watch a Riverdale. I could even watch a Katie Keene. Let me just put it all on the table.
Katie Keene, I really like it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I
are
love
we the
it.
Only two people? Well, I don't
no,
know. I'm sure.
We are
We're
not.
We're the only two people that are adults.
No, well, my researchers also have to watch it.
I like Katie Keene.
Me too. I like
I got
it too.
No,
it's cute.
No problem with it.
I like how colorful it is. Like, I'm just
well,
so drawn
yeah,
to
you
it.
Well, yeah, because you and I both have lived in New York, and
yeah.
It's like, that is not the Gotham
no.
we know.
No, I love how
and
they...
then I love how they're supposed to be, like, still new and, like, nothing's going for them, yet when they hit the town, like, no.
And they live in friends' apartments, you know, like, they're
fashion
so nice.
Forward.
Yeah.
It's crap. No, but I love it. Katie Keene. You said clips, though, but
yeah.
So now are you guys going to kind of expose, like, viral videos and stuff?
We have a bucket called Dose of Soch. So it's just all the social media stuff. You know, TikTok's been really good to us. But then there's also like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, all the
so no
hot
one,
garbage that we love.
No one's off the table. Jade's taking everyone down.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, if it makes us all laugh, it's going in. You know, that's the test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun job. I like it. I want you to talk briefly. You said it a second ago about how you auditioned with Nick Cannon. And I just want to go down like this idea of like, yes, this feels good now to book the job, but like talk about other things that felt really close or you don't have to name.
Oh my God,
the,
how much time do you have?
Yeah, just talk about that little journey. Like
yeah.
It's not as easy as it looks. I mean, you've been busting your butt a little bit.
Well, I think it's like with anybody, you know, like we saw Tiffany Haddish had this incredible moment and people were like, where did she come from? And I'm like, I've been doing stand up with her for 13 years.
Right.
It's been a grind, man. I started, you know, 13 years ago here in LA auditioning for everything I could. I was like one of those people that go out every day and gotten really close
hidden the open mics and stuff or not open mics
but no yeah I was doing shows but also just for auditions like you know right now it would be pilot season for me which were this like roller coaster of emotions for 3 months where you got really close to these humongous opportunities and then they would go with like a celebrity or you know I was always kind of the bridesmaid so this was like kind of like dun dun dun, dun
yeah.
Like ready finally I'm the bride
right because you deserve it it's like yeah you gotta I deserve it let's
yeah.
get to it because that's the thing when you've done something for such a long time there's not resentment but there is like a level of like damn I am actually good at this project and I just would like the world to kind of see that
yeah
and I'm sure you went through that because when I was
I
going
did.
Through your bio and stuff of that nature I'm like I could see some of these moments where I'm like oh she was supposed to be hot shit back then I mean but for whatever reason maybe that wasn't her path like maybe it shouldn't have went that
funny.
Way and now we're seeing it so that's like was something I kind of wanted to ask you because
you're
funny
for saying that
but I was like let's learn a little bit more about the funny.
No you're sweet for saying that because I have had these little peak moments where I'm like, where's
yeah.
the confetti? Oh, nope, nothing. Okay, that's all right. We'll
yeah.
keep trying. You know?
I have confetti dropped on me, by the way. I was Fuse TV, had a nationwide search. I was the host with the most, right?
Yeah.
I was very good, let me tell you, Jade. In my younger days, I was so good, yes. And you know how like Kelly Clarkson goes and she sings and they're like, Kelly Clarkson, the confetti falls on you, the winner. And then Justin Guarini is also with confetti
in
his mouth choking, right? So I did the Fuse TV VJ search back in 2005. Look it up, baby, because it's amazing. And I was the confetti dropper on her, and I had to be the nice, like, oh, this was a great experience, and I'm proud of the guy who won. And I think I said something like, I'm going to be all right. But you know what I'm saying? So I relate to this idea that, like, you know, there's a lot of entertainers here in LA and New York that are like doing this. And I just want to know what that felt like, you know, the rejection parts of it.
No, yeah, the rejection's hard. And, you know, like, it doesn't get easy overnight. You're just like, oh, I'm it. You know, I still question myself. Like, I'm still finding my voice. I'm still, you know, I get compared to the old hosts a lot. And
yeah, what's that like? You posted, I'm not really one to bring up social, but you posted on social like
today,
something.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there a, what was it? What were you trying to say?
No, you know, I'm just, well, you know, I'm just still trying to figure out who I am as a host. You know, as a comic, I kind of know who I am, you know, and as an actor, I've kind of gotten there too. But like, I feel like with hosting, it's such a specific thing where like your comfort level just has to get there with time. And, you know, Joel did it for a long time. So people are really quick to compare me. And I kind of just wanted to be like, you know, it's my own journey. Like,
yeah, like, can I have fun, right?
Yeah, because, you know, like, I didn't really love how I came off in this episode. And so it's like, it's embarrassing, and I have to let go of my ego and just go like, this is a learning process. Like, you know, I'm going to get better with time. Just, I hope people give me the time, you know?
And also judging a first episode for these trolls, it sounds like you're talking about. Right. It's crazy because, like, even if you go back to maybe his first episode, it was probably like
that.
Like, yeah, it's
not
rhythm, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And that's like with the camera. That's like, you know, with lighting. That's like even with this.
I don't know where to point. I'm like, rhythm is the green screen.
Right. Just do your little disco dance. We love it. No, but rhythm in your creative process is always so important. We have that great rhythm with Jeff, our engineer here, our producer. So it means a lot. We're going to do a segment now.
Okay.
We're going to play a little game.
Okay.
You know, there was a TV show once called That's So Raven. We're going to call That's So Jaded. So we're going to do That's So Jaded. And for our people on iTunes that aren't checking us out on YouTube, we'll have Jade describe what photo we're going to call out. We're gonna post it. And these are from her social. And she's just got to give us a little tidbit or some kind of funny anecdote about why she posted it and why she's so
weird and bizarre.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and let us know what our first photo is. And this is That's So Jaded.
This is me dressed kind of like it looks like I'm a little in a granny outfit right there from that angle. I'm wearing some mustard pants and I'm bending down like I'm about to pop a squat, but not all the way down. It's kind of like, you know, pre-twerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People love the booty now.
You know,
remember in the 90s, it wasn't the booty.
J-Lo was like the only one who had a butt.
It wasn't the booty. I mean, even like, let's talk about like your heartthrobs, you know, Pamela Anderson. It was always big busty. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll let you say the word.
Yeah.
It was busty. Every woman looked like a pea. But now it's all, Jade, what is the fascination with the
butt? I mean,
like,
I'm Brazilian, of course.
Okay.
My bunda is like my favorite part of my body. So I have a little one, but it's just right. And so, yeah, I was trying to twerk with the pants on were really tight, and that's why I couldn't. So that's why I posted
For the
that.
Life of me, I can't make that part of my body, like, pop or
I got to really, like, do a lot of shaking to make it work. Yeah.
All right, coffee.
Don't make a gif out of that.
I'm sure it's done. Let's go to the next photo, and this is...
Yeah, that's me dressed up as Kelsey from The Bachelorette with my $60 guest dress on and a lot of socks in my boobs to make it look like I have boobs. And a beautiful wig that made every gay guy on set want to date me. And I thought it would be funny if I was posing by the garbage, just because why not?
This is one of the shows you weren't necessarily watching before.
No,
Bachelor.
I was into The Bachelor. Yeah, I was into. I got into it right before Hannah, Bachelor in Paradise, like really got me in there.
What makes the show so good? After how many seasons is it?
12th season, is it? I have no idea how many Bachelor seasons there are. So many.
So can you find love on TV? Is that real?
You know.
I watch Unreal, which used to be on Lifetime.
I love Unreal.
Unreal is like a drug.
The woman who's like the boss.
Constance Zimmer.
I love her.
Yes.
Somebody told me that they thought I looked like her once. I was like, I don't think
We already gave you doppelgangers. Come on, Jade.
I want more.
She's like, I don't look like Gaga.
No, but you know what I'm obsessed with as far as like reality TV, any kind of like, even if it's competition or a love show, I'm obsessed with, even though it's produced and it's made up, their emotions are real. You know, they're isolated. And so I'm just obsessed with the psyche of what happens to us when we're put in these situations as humans, you know, because those emotions are real to them.
And a lot of people will, like, whether you say reality TV is fake or real, like, there's production. But when you put a situation at hand and then you put them on ice, they can't talk. That's building up this energy. Then you're like, okay, go play. Cameras on. You got
no phones, no connection to your family, no advice.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you can fall in love on TV, but I feel like I always audition for Big Brother, right?
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I always do. I 1 year I got a couple further in the rounds, but I like the show. I think it's strong for the mental game, which means I may have a meltdown. But the point is, I always audition, and I don't know if I could fall in love on Big Brother, but I could fall in lust, I think, just because you're there so much. Even if I'm not that person's type, they'll look at me and be like, every morning I'm going to look better and, you know, more tasty. So.
But my friend, little shout out to my friend Nicole Naldo, she was on an art show, like an art competition show. And what they do is, like, they really match the personalities. So they know what they're doing, you know, like, so she fell in love with a guy on the show. Like, they had a whole love affair on the show, and she didn't expect that. You know, she was there to do this art competition show, and then bam, like, you know, so you never know. You never know.
Let's talk about a little bit of Housewives or even reality TV royalty for this next photo. This was on the press run for this show, The Soup.
This is one of the best moments of my life.
Why don't you talk about her a little bit?
I love Teresa. I think she's just so strong-willed, and she's been through so much publicly. And
this is a photo of them.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. This is a photo of me wearing a tiny dress next to Teresa, who looks fit. She actually brought her bunkie with her to the show,
okay,
which was, I thought, hilarious. But yeah, I just love seeing her triumph over all the bullshit that she's been through and all the turmoil and how public it's all been. And she's just rising to the top. So, I you know, it's cool.
In the current season, I do want her to be with the pool guy.
I just think the way that
sounds just is perfect.
Like, she deserves a little nookie after everything that happened, you know?
I like her. I still think my favorite cast member is not her. On
who
that
was
show.
It? Were you going to say Carol?
Well, no, I'm talking about of this new season.
Oh, who? Who do you like?
I like Melissa. I like Melissa.
Okay,
and Joe.
Melissa's great.
I want them to have a spinoff. I like a couple that really still enjoys having sex with each other.
She's not as exciting as Teresa on the show. You know, the stuff she says.
Oh, I remember watching Teresa on The Apprentice, and remember how they make the joke that Teresa will hear something and it'll take about, like, 2 minutes to process.
For her to process it. Yeah.
When I watched her on The Apprentice, I think it was like the Aubrey O'Day season. I'm a big Aubrey O'Day fan. I was like, oh, this Teresa, she just don't got it together. So I always have a hard time loving Teresa like the tree fans. But I get that she's so important. She built the show, you know.
Yeah, I think she built the show. I don't know. It's just, again, it's like going through something so public with your family and, like, being where she is now. I'm proud of her. Like, I feel like I know her. I don't know her, but I feel like I know her.
Last thing with that franchise of Housewives.
Yes.
Danielle, Margaret, were you following any of that?
A little, but, like, when it's not, like, directly related to the show and it's, like, on the blogs and stuff, I like to kind of step back a little bit.
Yeah, well, you do have to have peace.
You know, because Page Six, you know, how much of it is real on there and how much of it is, like, you know, strategic for them in the show. So I didn't follow it too much.
Very good. Let's go to the next one. I think we're going to take a trip down memory lane.
Oh, my favorite, my penis haircut. Yeah, so this is me wearing what looks like to be a tiny jailbird shirt.
She really tweeted that, or you Instagrammed that.
Yeah,
you really
this is a photo of me from my passport.
That's a nice helmet.
From when I moved, when I was, like, I think it was, like, one of my first passports. Oh, no, you know what this is? This is my photo from my pool. Like, I had a pool ID because we used to go to, like, a local pool in Brazil, Acai Club. And yeah, a tiny.
Oh, I see the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
12, 12.
And when I was really young, I cut my hair, my own bangs, like this, like really close to, you know, the tiny bangs.
Yeah.
And so my mom cut it even to even it out. And then it just grew out like that. So it just always looked like I was just like a penis at all times. So.
All right. Little.
That's me. I'm four years old.
I won't repeat that.
I'm a baby.
Let's go to the next one. Let's see. What do we have? That's so jaded. And we talked a little bit about, is this
Cheryl.
Yeah.
This is Cheryl herself, the celebrity.
You got a onesie on.
I got a onesie on. Yeah, actually MTV sent me that when I did Ladylike. And so I loved it. And so I thought I'd rock it out. But yeah, this is New Year's. at a friend's house, and we woke up looking like that. I was like, oh, great way to start 2019.
2019. In a onesie. That was last year.
This was 2019, yeah. Oh, okay. With my dog, Cheryl, who's also in a matching sweater.
Let's take a look at the next one. This is some acting work. Looks like back in the day.
Yeah, that's old.
Because of the Instagram filter.
Looks like an old phone that did not caption a good photo.
This was a Nokia, picture.
I have been pregnant 7 times on camera. That was my third pregnancy.
Oh, okay. Do you go back and remember the role even?
Oh, yeah. It was for a jewelry company. So the whole video was like us going through moments of time. And it's because it was this woman's like grandmother's jewelry company that she took on. So it was just about like generations and, and how you can pass down your gold jewelry or melt it and sell it.
Well, you look good pregnant. Funny thing is my belly actually looks the same.
Oh, does it?
Now. And I'm only eating healthy foods. But you know what you're going to do? Metabolism, daggone it. Let's take a look at the next photo. You mentioned this, that you do enjoy paddleboarding.
Yeah. I love paddleboarding. Everyone makes fun of me. This is at Lady Bird in Austin. I'm actually going to be at South by Southwest in a couple weeks. So come say hi if you're there. But yeah, this is me at Lady Bird. I've spent, I want to say over 100 hours in that lake, just hanging out, meditating and paddleboarding. So I love it. All the surfers make fun of me, but I don't care.
Because
paddleboarding is like the grandma version of surfing,
Oh, gotcha. Well, do you?
it's not as hard,
What I like about it, though, is it's like the one thing that you could be away from your damn cell phone. Like, too many times we're in the house.
I took a GoPro. I have a GoPro with me.
She's like, I don't do anything unless it's filmed, Ronnie. How do I monetize? Let's take a look at the next photo. This looks like earlier on stand-up. Look, giving me a little Whitney Cummings vibe, actually.
Oh, my God. I get that so much,
In this picture. You know, I'm obsessed with her new podcast.
Oh, good.
It's called Good. Good for You.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about these days of stand-up. You said 13 years you've been sort of doing it.
Yeah, I've been doing it full-time. I had my 12-year anniversary, actually, just a few weeks ago, which was exciting. Like, as the second episode came out, I had my anniversary.
Was it your idea to do stand-up? Or was it, like... Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I came out here and I got a job at National Lampoon, and one of the guys there, Sandy Danto, was like, you should come to the Comedy Store. I was like, I'd rather kill a baby. And then I saw people do stand-up, and I was like, oh, I think I can do this. And I got a job bartending there right away.
Okay.
And then just grinded it out.
So you're bartending, you see people bombing, you're like, I'm kind of witty. Yeah.
I'm like, I can do this.
I give you guys a lot of credit, because to me, comedy is I think maybe once in my life I've been like, oh, maybe try it.
Why not? You already have that... You already have, you're on your feet, you're quick on your feet.
Yes. I mean, I'm amazing. We get that part. but just what I'm saying is I give such respect for the comics. I'm always I don't have a drug habit, but I feel like I would.
I feel like it is my drug habit. Stand-up, it's very addicting.
Wow, flip that on my ass. Gotcha.
But it is, because it's become kind of therapeutic for me. So when I don't do it, you can tell. I'm very anxious if I don't do it.
Well, and referencing Whitney, too.
Yeah.
Whitney Cummings says that, too. Stand-up's the most at-home space. I guess guys do finally crack into it, not being a rookie, but learn, being very good at it, you just want to always go back to it.
Yeah, it's I don't really get nervous anymore. I just feel so, when I'm on stage, I kind of can lose myself in a way that I can't do with anything else. I'm not worried about where my hands are or if I look good or, if things are in place or if I can say the thing I'm saying. I can just say whatever the fuck I want. And oops, sorry, can I say want?
You can't say. Is that spelled with a W?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
We don't use W around here.
So yeah, I really love it, and I'm so grateful for it, because all those years of not booking stuff, it was my only way to be creative.
Gotcha. And it's real cool. I remember going to little just nights. I work mostly in radio, but we would hop over and go to Comedy Store on a Tuesday night. I think Kevin Hart hosted one of those nights.
Yes, Tuesday night was, oh my God, what was it called? It was an urban night.
It was a guy Tory, Joe Tory. It was one of the Tories. I was one of the Tory brothers. It was years ago. We'd go a bunch. Yes, I don't remember the name either.
Oh my God, it's really bothering me.
But what was interesting is you'd have him bring out like a Chris Rock or whatever. So in your mind as a fan or as a consumer, you're like, oh, it's Chris Rock. He's perfect. He's just going to be perfect. But the art of live stand-up is the biggest beast. So I give you guys tons of credit.
Thanks.
Again, drug problem, possible suicide if I were to do it. So I'll... But maybe one day, you know?
You never know.
Maybe porn as well. I mean, there's just a couple things
that I
have on my bucket list, and we'll get there. Let's go to the next picture.
I love this.
I love this photo. Of course, I remember Michelle in hosting class here in Los Angeles.
Yes,
and also
The Circle. She is the host of The Circle.
I'll get there, sweetie pie. Oh. Also, when she had her Comedy Central special, she had it at a bar in New York, and I was there as well. And I got to chat. Just more so an acquaintance of hers, of course. But, you know, when you see somebody that is doing something well, and at that time it was just the Comedy Central special. I remember going and being.
And she's having a moment. Grinder. Yes. Michelle is one of my dearest friends, and she's been at this for a fucking long time. She's one of the best people I've ever worked with. Nobody is as like fast as she is on the spot. And
did you see her? Oh God, let's talk about some clips. We're talking about clip recap. When she was on Watch What Happens Live with Dwayne Wade, it was one of the funniest things. Well, except for he had the audacity to touch her hair, but I mean, outside of that, it was like I was like, and she was in home runs with her jokes. I was like, Michelle,
she's just fast like that on her feet.
What is this project? Because, and this is gonna sound shady to you, because I didn't know you. I'm just being honest.
No worries.
I of course knew and followed Michelle. Yeah. I remember saying, who is that Gloria Govan looking girl sitting next to? It's a VH1 reference.
She posted that. Yeah, she posted. It was a show called Flashback Fridays.
It turns out it's you. It was an interstitial series, right?
Yeah, it was like dinner and a movie. So they'd play movies, and in between in the commercials, we'd be sitting on a couch in pajamas drinking and making jokes. And we did it for 2 years, and we mostly improvised almost the whole thing. So it was really cool. It was cool to get to work with one of my best friends. And we have thousands of pictures together.
Is this where you guys are doing like a...
This is a Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
this is
for
Pretty
Woman. iTunes people. We're looking at one of their behind
the scenes.
We're
both wearing red gowns and white gloves.
Very Vivian, yes. Were you friends with her like on this project or before?
Yeah, we've been friends for years.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they put us together because I'd just done Girl Code, so I was in New York at the time. And so I was, you know, VH1, Viacom family. And we just felt so lucky that we got to do that. And now she has her babies. And yeah, she's just having a really good year. She has a special coming out, a book. And
yeah, I think they film it in March and at Sony Hall, I think, or something like that.
Just, you know, good things happen to good people who grind. Yeah. I really believe that. And she's one of those people. And she's really been there for me throughout the year. So,
I feel like you know her better, but I feel like she has a caring side to her. But because she is so fast and quick and raw. I remember when I first met her, I was like a little bit like...
intimidated by her?
And I was probably a pussy at the moment. I remember... But now I look at somebody like that, I'm like, yo, she's so freaking funny. She's so in the moment, and that's why it's really working.
She's really caring. She's really very sweet and just a good friend. Yeah.
She's the one person you could, or one of the people you could read an Instagram caption and you could hear her voice.
I can hear it. Okay. Yeah, you can hear her. I love that.
Let's take a look at another photo, speaking on comedy here.
Oh my gosh, this photo is so old. This is me with hair down to my butt almost.
Yeah, not a penis haircut like the last one.
No, not a penis haircut. Smiling so big with Bobby Lee. This is one of my first times I ever went on the road. I think it's at the Ontario Improv or Irvine, one of those. And Bobby Lee was actually the first big comedian to ever take me on the road. And I was on the road with him for almost 7 years. And yeah, so this is one of our first road gigs together.
And that means a lot though too, because you have to have somebody sort of believe in you sometimes. It's good for affirmation.
No, it is. He was a mentor.
He was an early one.
He was the first one.
Others might have been sleeping on you,
He was the first one. He gave me so many chances. He continues to. He puts me on his podcast all the time, and
he's doing so good
with that. He's doing so great, and it's so cool seeing. I mean, he's a genius. Like, I learned so much of like who I want to be as a headliner from him, and just like how he approaches people, and like, you know, and he, yeah, I just, oh God, I love him. I get a little emotional when I think about it. But
in fairness, I don't know too much about him, but I just seems
you've got to see him show on the road. It's nothing like anything you've ever seen before. It's just so animated and crazy.
Okay.
And he's another one that was just like, that's my homie.
Yeah, no, I like this photo taken.
I look so happy, almost manically happy.
This was like the day you started, it seems.
Yeah, I don't show that much teeth anymore, how you know.
You got it together. And I think we have possibly...
Oh, yeah.
This is more sort of what we were speaking about. Now, this is actually at a comedy club prior to you, I guess, taking over The Soup.
This was I had already known that I was hosting The Soup. Joel already knew too. This was the Monday before the episode aired, the first episode aired. This is us at the Laugh Factory. I'm standing on a little stool and I'm almost as tall as he is doing that. He is such a tall man.
Yeah.
Such a charming, such a hot man.
Hot like he's daddy.
He's a married man, married man, but he's very attractive, charismatic. He kind of gives off this like energetic energy. And it was just such an honor to meet him. It was so cool. I really wanted to because I hadn't. And so it was cool to just hear him. And like, we talked very briefly, but he was really sweet.
How's his style with stand-up?
You know, he loves to tell, he's a good storyteller and he's just so calm. It just feels like a friend talking to you. So it feels like he's on the show.
He has a lot of sarcasm though too, right?
He does. You know, he's really snarky and he's good at it.
Years ago we did something with him with the radio station and it was like, at the time you got liners, a little audio like, hi, I'm so-and-so and you're listening to, that was the one of the tasks we had to do. And he was just being so sarcastic. He's like, hello, my name is Ryan Seacrest. And we're like, he'd commit to that. And we're like, F it, we don't want the damn liner anymore. It doesn't matter.
He's great. I've learned a lot from watching him, you know, for a long time. And so I hope that people grow to love me in the same way, you know, where they feel like they know me and I'm just like that friend making you laugh.
Let's do one more photo. This is in your Dua Lipa vibes. This is a Dua Peep right here. iTunes people, she's sprawled. And she's
crawling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a mirror underneath me, and I'm covered in silver dots, and that's it. I don't have any other clothes on.
So is this Wednesday night?
I just like to cover myself in dots and
this
pose.
This was after she watched The Bachelor on DVR.
I was like, my turn. This is my artist friend, Kai Ahrens. He does a lot of posters. He's really good friends with Jeff Ross, and he's incredible. And he did a series with dots, and I was one of the series, and one of the pieces actually got sold, so it was really exciting. Now some guy owns a piece of me just totally nude and covered in dots in his living room,
which is totally normal. Yeah.
I really love – before I really was booking any work, I kept busy always doing a photo shoot every week. It was like just a creative way to kind of get in front of the camera and like learn how to use my body.
And you keep talking about the same thing. So instead of getting down and out, things weren't going good for you. You're just like, boom, I got to go do stand-up.
I got to keep moving.
I got to do photo because I got to like have the creative. So that maybe was a big aspect of why you've done well.
That's my advice to people. Advice, you know, when people like, I didn't get this one. Move forward. Keep moving. Like keep moving. Keep making stuff, you know. That's my advice.
Keep creating. And it never wore you down or any of that nature?
Of course. You know, there's moments, but like I would feel really shitty and then I would do like a photo shoot and kind of feel creative again. And like, hey, I'm good at this. I like doing this, you know. And so whatever makes you feel good, like you got to keep doing more of that instead of kind of harping on the stuff that makes you feel.
We're also eat you up. Real quick, let's go some personal stuff. That's So Jaded. That was fun. Photo little review. talk to us a little bit about your childhood and like growing up. I want to be a comic. Like, did that exist?
I was like, I want to be on Broadway. That was like my entire childhood. I started dancing
but
when I was
like 7.
But you
knew performing. You said,
100%.
There was no like, you know,
My dad filming something and me like in front of it. And he's like, move, you know. I was always like very precocious, but I didn't know stand-up would be in my future. That was kind of something I fell into. But dance and theater and like being on stage, I mean, Broadway is still a dream for me. But that's where it kind of started. My parents actually, I thought that they got me into dance because they thought I had rhythm and like had something in me, but I have really bad scoliosis, so they did it so I could keep my core strong. So it worked out.
It worked. It worked. Soup on Wednesdays. Watch it. Let's talk about comedy. Do you have any comedy? You talked about Bobby, but also like when you're, I don't know how young it was. Did you ever have these comic like role models or like, I see myself in them?
Well, I mean, Whitney was one of my early influences because when I bartended there, she was like one of the big comics performing
there. I would love to see you two on a podcast together.
Oh my God, I would love that. Please have me on, Whitney.
She's only started her podcast, I think it's about 14 episodes in.
Yeah, suggest it.
It's
on the comments. Everybody do it.
I might do that.
Sarah Silverman, Maria Bamford, Wanda Sykes, Lily Tomlin, Sebastian is someone I really looked up to. And I've been on the road a lot with Kevin Nealon, too, who's been a mentor for me, and Bill Burr.
Yeah.
So all the Comedy Store guys have really been kind of my influences just because that's where I started. But, yeah, I would have to say also Margaret Cho. Like, I remember seeing her special when I was really young and just being like, what is this? And just seeing someone, like, talking about their family and their immigrancy and stuff like that. Immigrancy, is that a word? It is now.
I think it could be.
And then Steve Martin, of course, was one of my – and Robin
Steve
Williams.
Martin's fun,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I kind of project that similar kind of frantic energy as Robin Williams. So those are kind of my
got little bits
I look
and pieces
to.
Of them. You talked about like, I just get into stuff. I just create. So I don't have to like be down and out or whatever.
Yeah.
But has there been a moment in your life that you've sort of could recognize like, I did get in the way of myself a little bit looking back?
Man, I continue to do that. You know, that's not something that just goes away with when you book a job. You know, I'm really hard on myself, and it's hard for me to, instead of just going, okay, I learned this and move forward. Like, I do tend to be like, oh no, I have OCD about like, I didn't do this right. And I kind of harp on it.
Really? Yeah.
So I'm getting better. It's getting better, you know, and I just, you know, it's ego. All that stuff is ego. Feeling embarrassed about not doing something the way you think you should. And so just letting go of my ego is still in my journey.
Yeah, that's gonna stick. You're right, because I'm thinking about it. Like, you get a job and it pays more money. You like now still feel like you're pinching pennies. Just that's the way it's always went for everybody. I mean, that could be like the teacher, you know, the astronaut. Like,
oh yeah,
everyone's.
I'm squeezing the toothpaste to like the end. You know, like you never know.
Yeah, frugal. Yeah, always got to be frugal. Do you have any like fun stories of like being a comic, traveling around the country, all these different venues, and just stuff that's like behind the scenes with comedy? Well, like, what's a comic's lifestyle, you know?
Oh my gosh, a lot of watching TV in a hotel room, which is perfect for my job now. I was just actually in Brazil last year. I went 4 times to Brazil to do stand-up in
Portuguese. This was work. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the first time I went, I hadn't been back in 20 years. I hadn't spoken Portuguese really fluently in 20 years. And I went and I connected to this big comic there, Rafinha Bastos, and I ended up doing a show that same night. We have footage of it. It's just me eating shit. And then I ended up doing 9 more shows, and I taped the whole thing as a documentary.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully look out for that soon. But
you did that all on your own, like an independent? You just knew, you're like, I'm here. This is like very much
me. I was
me.
Like, I can't go back until I film it, you know, because I was like, I have to capture this moment.
I like that goal,
You know, like, and so I was really down and out. I had just come out of an 8-year relationship, and I was really, really down on myself.
An engaged, like, kind of like you. We did it. Oh, damn.
And then I was really down and out, and I was feeling really disconnected and kind of not really feeling who, you know, I didn't know really who I was. I was feeling really lost, and I knew that I had to go back to Brazil. That was like a thing I really knew I had to do. I put everything on a credit card. I took one film person with me, Nick Cavalier, who's awesome, and we filmed the whole thing. And from that, I started to kind of feel like myself again, and I started to kind of reconnect with my culture, and that really brought me back. Right. And then I ended up banking so many friends there and kind of getting in with the comedy community. And then I went back 3 more times and started doing, you know, little tours and stuff.
I like how you had a to-do list. You're like, I have to do this. Like, I know I feel like shit right now. Even if you deserve it or don't deserve it, or like you could go in your mind.
I couldn't afford it. I was like, put it on a credit card.
Really?
I was like, just do it. Like, just do this. I knew I had to do it.
Isn't that badass when you do stuff like that? Like, you lose a job and you're like, I'm going.
I was like, I have to. I had 2 weeks. I had 2 weeks to plan the whole thing. I had 2 weeks to get him a visa. Like, it just.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, it all fell into place, so it was cool.
We're going to wrap up here. Just a pop culture, just commentary. Favorite Housewives franchise?
New York.
Because of who? Who do you love?
Countess Luann. I love Countess Luann. I also love Bethany Frankel, of course. And then, of course, Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna.
Beverly Hills, I have a hard time watching just because of... Can I finish? Because I don't love Kyle. And I feel like she's always on there.
What do you mean? Kyle is like, she's
Tell
the mom.
Me.
Kyle has been around Hollywood like since she was like 12. Yeah. She knows everyone.
Right. Great stats. Does that make her compelling? No.
Okay.
But I'm willing to listen, because you might be right, because she's been on the damn show 19
forever.
Years.
Forever. She's kind of like, she's the glue that brings them all together.
I had a couple other talking points, but I do want to check in with our engineer, Chip. Do we have a moment to do our superlatives, the photo breakdown here?
You know, I think we got to get out of here, guys. It's one of those,
get out of
here.
So, I talk too much. I'm sorry.
No. It's all good. Live production.
All good. Yeah. We'll do more within the YouTube pages here of AfterBuzz. So look out for that. Any last words for you, Jade? Sorry, I could talk to you about all the...
No,
I talked to you
love
about, like,
you.
You're like goofy, which is fun. What? But I'm also like, when were you down?
Yeah, you're like, hey,
when
talk
were you
to me
depressed,
about
lady?
I'm like, this morning.
So that's just me. That's what I'm curious to know, because I feel like the funny people, like a Whitney Cummings, like, y'all are so bam. Like, you guys go shine and rock it out. Like, now this show, you have to have, like, tough skin and everything. But I'm like, okay, like, she's a human, though, too. Like, I can't actually throw soup at her, you guys, you know?
Do it.
So that's what I wanted to know.
Thank you for having me on.
Last words, last thoughts. What do you
want
to do?
You know, I am on a tour right now called the Tiny Head Tour, because Bobby Lee says I have a tiny head. He's right. And I'm, like, all over the United States and some other countries coming up until August. So please check out my website, jadecatapretta.com, for all the tour dates. And, yeah, follow me on all the social social media so you can stalk me and I can stalk you. Thank you for having me.
All right, cool. So she looks like Sheena. She looks like Dula Peep, Dua Lipa. She looks a little bit like Lady Gaga and all of the other great women out there. But make sure you guys are watching her Wednesdays on The Soup. It's so fun and it's back and it's a reboot. And if you want more reboots, you got to watch this one. So it's been great. All right, AfterBuzz TV, this was Spotlight On. I'm Ronnie Jr. Your social media handles were?
Jade Catapretta.
All right, Caterpillar Catapretta.
Yeah, Jade Catapretta.
My stuff's at Randomly RJ. Thank you, Jeff, our amazing engineer who is just so intelligent as well. So, okay, cool. Bye, AfterBuzz.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.